Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. Our show is also sponsored by the Decatur Pediatric Group, providing medical care for kids from newborn to 19 years old. They have locations conveniently located in Decatur, Lithonia, Smyrna, and Covington. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Sherry Hand about the five things every entrepreneur should know. My guest today is a native of Winona, Mississippi, and a proud graduate of Mississippi State University. She received her Master's of Accounting degree with emphasis in finance from Keller Graduate School of Management. Today, she is the CEO and Chief Entrepreneur Strategist of the Symmetry Firm. Her organization helps balance entrepreneurship, growth, and legacy. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is quickly becoming known as the entrepreneur's best friend in Atlanta, Ms. Sherry Hand. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. How are you this morning?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself, Sherry?
I'm right there with you.
All righty. Are you ready to talk about the five things every entrepreneur should know?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Sherry, do you think that people – I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
All right. Sherry, do you think that people jump into entrepreneurship because they think they'll instantly have the opportunity to make a ton of money?
I do, but what they fail to understand is that now versus there being just one pot that they're paying their personal expenses out of, that one pot now has to pay both their business expenses and their personal expenses. So, you know, they get into it and they think, oh, my gosh, the money is not growing like I thought it would, because now you're having to really manage for both your business and your personal.
Oh, right. Well, how does an entrepreneur make their idea or vision into a sustainable business model?
It takes proper planning. The Symmetry Firm is just like any other business, and for us, example, for what we do when we're getting ready to launch a new product or service, we do a strategy planning session. You know, we sit down, we whiteboard everything, we wordsmith, we get down to the infinite point of what we think that our product and our services should say, and then not only that, to who we're trying to market that product or service to. So after a day of planning, now we're ready to launch, and we have a plan, a strategy plan, that we can effectively use in the entire process of getting that product out there. So with any business, proper planning is the most sustainable thing that has to be done. That strategy plan becomes like your business Bible.
All right. Well, how does a new business owner grow their existing small customer base?
Well, what they have to understand is that they have to provide great customer service to their existing customers. Now, your existing customers become your walking billboard in advertising. So if you are making them happy and satisfied, they are more willing now to refer other clients to you, because most businesses, no matter how much money you use as far as your advertising and marketing is done, most businesses are built on other people telling their friends, their colleagues about the great customer service, about how your business has helped them to move to the next level. So you definitely have to make sure that the existing customer base is satisfied.
All right. If a person interested in entrepreneurship doesn't think their product or service isn't quite perfect, what should they do then?
They should develop a test market. And in this test market, it should include their potential clients. And with those, what those potential clients are going to do is offer a true and honest feedback on whatever product or service that you are potentially going to put into the marketplace. But, you know, you should make sure that that test market definitely represents the demographic of the clientele that you are looking to serve.
All right. Well, what is the best strategy for networking effectively?
What people have to understand when they are, especially when they're going to different events and things like that, is that no matter if there are 100 people in the room, your goal is not to get to each person there. You have to determine going in what you are looking for and then zone in on that 1, 2, or 5 people that are actually going to match what it you are looking at to move your business forward. So sometimes I may go to an event and there's only one person that is actually matching what I am looking for. So be strategic in, you know, passing out your business cards and who you're speaking with. And if you walk away with one good connect, then you have accomplished something big. Now, after you have made that connect, you have to make sure that you follow up, because that's the most important part and stuff. And when you are with that, in that networking, and you have identified and you have met that one particular connect that you want to move forward with, you have to establish an action plan right then and there. Hey, John, I'm going to call you tomorrow, and let's set a meeting up for next week. I'll give you a chance to look over your calendar today, first thing in the morning, and I'll give you a call and let's schedule lunch for next week to talk further of how we can work together.
All right. Well, how would a person find out a certain person is at an event in order to make that connect?
Well, typically what it when you're at a networking event, because it is typically starts out with there's some type of moderator that is explaining what the whole process is. So what I tend to do is I tend to scope the room and see what person or persons are most engaged with what the moderator is saying. And in my opinion, then those are the people that I need to first talk with, connect with, and then all the others after that.
Okay. Well, Sherry, mm-hmm. Tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in the new PYNTK Business Women in the City magazine.
Well, I saw it as an opportunity to grow my span as far as business is concerned. But over the years, I have seen the magazine. I have kept the magazine, and I have referred to it for different services of other women and have passed it along to my different friends and colleagues. And, you know, everyone was totally amazed with, wow, these women are really doing things. And so I saw it as an opportunity not only to become a part of a quote-unquote sorority of women that you are showcasing, but also to expand my scope of clients that I am working with.
All right. Well, Sherry, you're going to be speaking at the upcoming Women Speakers Showcase at Agnes Scott College on September 20th. Won't you tell our listening audience while they're tuning in what you're going to be speaking about?
I will be speaking about entrepreneurship, and in that particular segment, I will be talking about determining the difference between a quote-unquote hustle and a business, because I think what people tend to get misconstrued is that a hustle is a business. And so I want to give a little bit more in-depth of how to move from, so to say, that hustle phase into an actual business.
All right. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, and we'll give you a second to give out your contact information, is there any other thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding the five things every entrepreneur should know?
The one thing that I would like to leave is that in business, your reputation is your lifeline, and people's perceptions of you and your business will ultimately make or break you and your business. So even if you make mistakes, own up to them, correct them. You'll have a satisfied customer. Even if they decide to go with someone else, they can always say, hey, they corrected the mistake, and they owned up to it, and we moved forward.
Well, Sherry, you have a pretty distinguished background. Tell our listeners real quickly a little bit about your background.
As you stated earlier, Steph, I'm a proud product of Mississippi. I attended Mississippi State University, and I graduated from there with a double major in finance and accounting. After graduation, I went to work with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, as a banking examiner. I did that for 3.5 years in Houston, Texas, and then moved to Atlanta and went to work with the Federal Home Loan Bank, where my clients were today's Bank of America, SunTrust, Wells Fargo, the big super regional banks. From that, I stepped into entrepreneurship 12 years ago and decided to take that skill set and help others out there that are looking to move their businesses forward from a financial and a foundational standpoint. So being in that governmental sector, seeing that foundation is very, very important. That's why I decided to start this imagery firm.
All right. Now, since you have, some inside knowledge of the banking world, what can you tell our listening audience about certain things they should know about when they're dealing with the big banks?
What the most important thing is to have your business in order from a financial standpoint, because record keeping is most important when you're going to a bank and looking for funding. They're going to be looking for 2 to 3 years back. So, and they don't want it to be from, my sister comes in part-time and she does the books. They're going to be wanting to see audited financials. They want to see that if you can keep your records and your finances straight, then they can trust you with actually giving you funding to move your business to the next level. It's so important to have those foundational things in place, and that is what I stress most with my clients, having all of your licensing, your corporations, and things of that nature in place, because that's really big when you're going to not only the banks for funding, but when you're going for governmental contracting. And so that is highly, highly important, because looking at if you have a sure foundation that you can handle any funding, any contract that I am going to give you, because you understand that that is so important in moving to next levels.
All right. Well, Sherry, you're talking about a lot of the things that entrepreneurs really need to know. Now, you have a beautiful website that seems to get updated almost weekly. What's going on with your website? How do you keep it so beautiful and updated, and what kind of advice can you give other entrepreneurs out there who might be struggling to get a website that is as successful-looking as yours?
Well, the one thing that I would say is that your online presence is very important. It should not ever be anything that is static, meaning that it just stays, you look at it one time and you go back 3 months later and the same thing is there. You have to be on the cutting edge and ahead of where your market is moving. And that means that, I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly researching. I'm constantly thinking about what's the next thing that my client would want. So therefore, I have to put it in the atmosphere, which, is our global atmosphere with the website. So having someone that is within your organization that is constantly sitting with you, breathing what it is that you are breathing and stuff. And so, therefore, they take it to your website, any of your social media, you know, your Facebook, your Twitter, you know, your Instagram, those things and stuff, to make sure that people know that you're engaged in what is happening now and what may be happening in the future.
Well, beautiful. You do a great job on that. And I commend
you
and the Symmetry Firm staff for doing a fantastic job on your website. And
thank
finally,
you so much.
How can our listeners connect with you?
You can email me at Sherry@thesymmetryfirm. You can connect with us on our Facebook. You can call our office. Our number is 770-892-5946. And definitely go to our website, because there are going to be new things that we're putting up as far as webcasts, you know, other blogs, things of that nature. But definitely, definitely give us a call again at 770-892-5946 or email me at Sherry@thesymmetryfirm.com.
And spell the Symmetry Firm for the people out there, please.
It's D-T-H-E, Symmetry, S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y, Firm, F-I-R-M.com.
And what about the website? Oh, so
it's the same thing. TheSymmetryFirm.com.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Sherry Hand, CEO and Chief Entrepreneur Strategist of the Symmetry Firm, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for giving me this opportunity.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners like Ms. Sherry Hand. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another caring job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, we wish you only the best.